Today's daf is daf Samech Vav, the very top. The Mishnah says, Poschin b'yamim tovim b'shabbosos. You could use Shabbos Yontov as an excuse, as an exit, as a way out of a nether. So what does it mean? B'rishona, initially, hayu omim osun hayamim mutarim, b'shar koyamim asurim. Initially, they said all those days were mutar, but the rest of the days were asur. So what's the example we're talking about here? So the Ran says on the top here, Poschin b'yamim tovim b'shomim lo. They say to him, to the person who took the nether, Ilu hayisi yodea, if you knew, she'asu lehitzar b'shabbos hayisi no there, had you realized it would be forbidden, it's usher to disturb yourself, to have discomfort on Shabbos, would you have taken the nether? Yamar la matir no so, had he said, if he were to say, no, I wouldn't have taken it, then he's mutter. There must be a situation where he took a nether upon himself that he can't have, it says here, he can't have any wine, let's see, for a year. He can't have wine for a year. So that obviously includes Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you could use Shabbos and Yom Tov as a basis for this heter. So again, the Mishnah says, so initially they said, all those days were mutter, but the other days are going to be asur. Meaning they didn't undo the entire nether, just Shabbos and Yom Tov wasn't part of the nether, but the other days of the week, it's still asur for him to have wine. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva and Tir Rabbi Kiva said, V'limed she nether shuter michalo huter kulo. If part of nether is batal, then the entire nether is batal. You can't take one nether and only say part of it's mutter, part of it's asur. It's either all or nothing. So when Shabbos and Yom Tov have to be mutter, because he never realized that it's asur to have tsar and Shabbos, then the entire nether is removed. That's what Rabbi Kiva taught us. Ketad. So now the Mishnah gives the example. Amar konim sheni nehane lekulchem. Let's say he says, I can't get hanah from any of you. He says, 10 people, I can't get hanah from you. And one of them, he has a hatar sandarim for one individual. All of them become, since it's all part of one nether, if one part of the nether is mutter, then the entire nether becomes mutter as well. If he says, Sheinananin Lazeh, he says to you, to Reuven, to Shimon, he individualizes each person, so then Hutter Harishon, Hutru Kulin, all of them are going to be mutter. Since the first person is kind of like a, it's a whole pyramid, so the you take out the first guy and everything falls from that. So then once the first guy he mentioned is mutter, then everyone else falls along with it. But Hutter Achron, if he takes the guy, the last one, or if in this case the pyramid image, the top guy, so only the Achron, but only the last guy is mutter, but Kulin Asur, all the ones below him or all the ones before him are actually still going to be Asur. So as he said, Reuven's Asur, and so to Shimon, and so to Levi, and so too. So once everything's like a so too, so once Reuven is mutter, everyone else is mutter. But if it's the last guy, then the previous guys are still going to be Asur.
Even if he says the same statement.
But if he says, right, exactly. It's only because if he says, Reuven's Asur to me and nether, period. Shimon's Asur to me, period. That actually would be individuals. That would not be Tala. I think the Gemara maybe is going to explain that it's where you say, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, you include them all together, but you separate them.
So it goes downwards, meaning, let's say, if Shimon, if he ends up being Matur Shimon, Reuven is not, but Levi is.
Exactly. Everyone, no.
Or everybody, the
no.
one that...
So everyone after him is mutter, but before him is Asur.
Right,
so
before him is Asur, okay.
So then the Mishnah says, skipping the parentheses,
this is actually what you said. So this doesn't prove the fact that only the ones afterwards are mutter. It doesn't prove that everybody's mutter.
Correct. Only the first case was. When I said, if everyone in the room is ostrich to me, if one becomes mutter, everyone else. This is a different scenario. Now, this parenthesis, which normally you don't read, but I'll read it because it addresses your point. Let's say you said, zela, 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 zela. I specified each individual. Huter hem tsoi. If I matu the middle guy, hey manu will matu mutter from him, and after is mutter, but hey manu lamala, but before them would be still asur. Or if he says, shani nan el zeh, carbon. Ulezeh carbon, tzichan pesach lechol echad v'echad. If he says this one is asur to me, like a carbon as one individual another, and then he says to, like I said, Shimon is asur to me like a carbon, and then Levi he separates each one completely. Then no one's tali at all on each other. So if Shimon's asur, it has no effect on Levi afterwards. If Shimon rather is mutter, it has no impact on Levi who comes after. Those are three different scenarios we have. Either kulchem, zeh lezeh, or zeh karbon, zeh karbon. Then the Mishnah says, konim yayin sheni toim, shehayayin ra, l'me'ayim. I'm not going to have a nether. And he explains why he makes a nether. He says, I'm not going to have wine, because it's bad for my stomach. And amrulo, they say to him, v'alo hamiyushan yofi l'mayayim. But isn't old wine, aged wine, very good for your stomach? So hutar b'miyushan, v'lo b'yushan b'vad hutar, elo b'chol yayin. So just like they permitted old aged wine, not only was that permitted, but all wines, even new wines, were permitted as well, because it was one big nether he took. Since part of that nether became mutter, then the entire nether falls away. If he says, Konim batel, sheni toim sha batel relalev, he says he can't have any onions, because onions is bad for the heart. Amulo halo hakofer yafilaleva, a particular type of onion is actually good for the heart. Hutu bukufri, then he's allowed to have that type of onion. Velo bukufri bavad hutar, ela bachola betselim, all types of onions he's allowed to have. And maisa haya, there's once in a story like this, vihitira bimeir bachola betselim, and he permitted all the onions, since one of it was mutter, the entire group of onions are permitted.
And this is different than the cases we said before about he says he's not going to marry this woman because her father's bad, and he does tshuva. Or he dies. Or he says that the woman's short and she ends up being tall.
Well, this is more. It's more likely the second case. Well, this is nether betos. The first one you case, that was machlokas nether betos, or was that a nullit issue? This is nether betos case. You say, what's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is this is telling us about categories though. Also, I mean, nether betos doesn't work. So this is nether betos, but will that necessarily be matir the other foods in that category of onions? So you would might have thought that, you know, maybe since onions are different categories, maybe it wouldn't affect. Okay, I think.
I mean, here you also said the reason. I mean, you said, all right, I don't know.
You built in the reason there, so it might be in the case of the Tanai that you built in.
There you said, I'm not going to marry that woman who's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Or who's white. Maybe it is the same. Maybe they're both the same. Like you're saying, the Chiddush is only about the other things.
Right. The Ron is not commenting.
I mean, the Chiddush is only about the rest of this stuff.
Well, this last case, he's saying, what's the Chiddush here? Nether Batos. He thought onions were bad for him, or he thought wine was bad for him. So that's
right. So the Chiddush is that all the other onions are also mutter to him.
Right. That's what I think. That's what, yeah. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hutar Ahachron. So if the last one becomes Mutter, I'm assuming in case of Zelazel, that's probably the case we're referring to. Yeah. No, you're just quoting from the Mishnah right now. He's quoting Hutar Ahachron, Ahachron Mutter, Kulan Asun. So, Man Tana, who authored this? Amarava, Rabbi Shimon, he. Until you say shvut each one, you separate each one with the word shvut. Shvut is like the sentence, like the period almost, I guess. If you don't say that, if you say zel, 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 that means it's all one long nether, that each one is taller than the one before it.
He has to say korban on each one.
Right, exactly. Just like by shvua, so too by nether, you have to say korban by each one. If you don't say korban by each one, zel, zel is one long sentence, and they're all connected to each other, like we said in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Konim Yayin Sheni Toim, that I cannot have any wine because the wine's bad for my stomach. V'tepilei de'ein ra, say that it's not bad. Isn't that what it said? So look at the Rashi. You see from the Mefarish around halfway down the narrow line. He says, Tepilei de'ein ra. Amai kamahad de tana, why is the response of the Tana in the Mishnah, Dehecha damru lo, balo hamiyushin yafil ma'ayim, isn't old wine good for the stomach? Bilo havi nether, it's not a nether, demashva dafka yafe, only because it's good. De lo havi lo rav lo yafe lo hutar, v'tepigle de lo havi nether, de'in ra, havi nether betos. So why do I have to say yafe? There are really three. There's bad, there's good, and there's neutral. So it's not bad, it's actually good, the complete opposite extreme. But the Gemara is saying, you don't have to go so far to say yafe, you could have simply said, it's not bad for you. It may or may not be good, but it's not bad. I mean, even new wine seemingly isn't bad for you. It's not necessarily good new wine, but it's certainly not bad. So why not say, de'ein ra, it's not bad. That's the Gemara's Shaila. So Amar Rabbi Abba, back to the Gemara, v'od yafe katani. V'od yafe, it's od, it's really an od. Really, it's not bad. And not only that, it also happens to be really good for you. So the Rashi, the Mefarish explains, Od Yafe Katani, V'hachanami gavi isha zu lo mipnei shi ku'ura v'nasiz yafe acharkach, o shechor v'nasiz levana, na'a levana meikara. Not that she became pretty, but she became white. Rather, she was always this way in the first place. How about getting this, that point here?
Oh,
So, what did you say change it, sorry?
The Bach has like an explanation here.
The Bach, you got Os Gimel?
Yeah, so first he takes out Zu, and then he explains, then he's Mefarish.
It sounds like the V'od part is not really necessary. Right, the Rosh is Chad V'od Kamar. There's two things. Number one, it's not bad, and it's actually really good for you. The really good part is unnecessary, but in Echnami, you're right, it would have been enough had we said it's not bad, that wine isn't bad for you. We just happen to be teaching, I guess, another halacha that wine, old wine, is at least is good for you. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah: Kodim batel she'ani tam shabatzev v'chulei. So the garlic, the onions rather, is bad for my heart. He thought. V'tepli dani ra, same thing.
Same,
so Amar Rabbi Abba v'od yafe katani, same idea. Beautiful. The Mishnah tells us now: Poschen la'adim b'chavad atzma b'chavad ibanav. A person could use the honor for himself, the honor for his children, as a Pesach. Meaning, Omrim la, we say to the individual who took the nether, Ilah yisi yodesh l'machar Omrim la alecha. And you know that tomorrow they're going to be saying about you, He vesta shaploni megarishes nashav v'benosechi Omrim benos grushos hein. So they're going to say that this person was, he's divorcing his wives, and his daughters are children of divorcees.
Yeah, he made a nether, something that because of that he has to be megarish as well.
He's forced into divorcing his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and had you realized tomorrow they're going to start talking about you, how you divorce your wives, and how your daughters are children of divorcees. And my rasa. So, my rasa iman. Shall elu liskarish. What did she see? What did their mother see in these to be divorced? Vamar, and he says, Ila isi yodesh, shakein la isi no there. He said, had I known they're going to start talking about me and my children all this time, I never would have taken the nether in the first place. I raise a mutter. That's considered a Pesach for the covet of his children as a way out.
I just think that it's totally on the wife, you know. Marata iman shel elu leitgaresh.
What'd you see? If you change to the what'd you see in the mother to divorce her? Must be the mother's got some flaw or some issue.
There has to be something like that because, right?
Instead of Ma Ra'asa Iman, what did the woman see? It's Ma Ra'a Bi Iman, other Nusa.
Yeah, it's Ma Ra'a, right.
What did he see in the wife that he divorced her?
Yeah,
which is interesting, though, because that's his ex-wife now. So why is he care about his ex-wife? The Mishnah started talking about his own kavod and his kavod of his children. But we seem to be bringing a riot from his...
But the concern is the daughters.
Uh-huh.
She's a daughter. Daughter is such a crazy woman.
What do you see in that woman that the daughter...
That is a crazy mother or something like that.
Right. So who wants to marry them, you know.
Okay.
This... the machlokes we saw about poschen vod avi v'imo...
Mm-hmm.
Would that carry through here? Because here... There we said...
Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer about that?
Yeah. Here we said that... I think Gemara said that... whether a person will be truthful... We said by Makom... By Tachvod Makom... We said by Tachvod Makom...
By Makom we had... a further Machlokas... Because everything's called Malcolm's response was.
But what was the concern that the person's not going to be truthful? They're not going to be really mischari.
Right.
They're just going to say yes. You know, they're going to agree.
For Kavod Malcolm at least.
Kavod Malcolm. But for their parent.
But that's the idea. We have to trust them that they won't be, you know, forced into saying one thing when they don't really believe it.
We believe that he really, when he says that he would be, that he wouldn't have done it, that he's really like that.
Right. It's probably because, you know, when he's dealing with his ex-wife, so he doesn't care about her so much.
Right.
And so he would be willing to say, I would have divorced her anyway, just
right,
to spite his ex-wife. But if he's sincere, so then we would trust him if he says he wouldn't have taken the nether in the first place. Okay. So, okay, the Gemara says...
No,
Fine, it says in the Mishnah.
Better?
Yeah, much.
Koneim shani neos nos es plonis. He takes another about, I'm not going to marry this woman, keora, so she's ugly. Turns out, harehina. Or he says, this woman, because she's shchor, she's dark, vaharei levana, she's white. Or this woman, because she's ktsar, she's short, vaharei arucha, and she's tall. Mutter ba, and he's allowed to marry her. Lo b'pei she ka'or v'naases, because she became beautiful. Or shchor v'naases levana, she turned into white. Or niksar v'naases arucha, she became tall. Ela shehaneder tall, so it was a mistake in the first place. He didn't know the facts. There's once a nether, shenother mibas achoso. He took a nether not to marry his sister's daughter, his niece. Hanaya, they can't have any hana from her, or she can't have hana from him. Vichnisula bais, and she brought him to the house. And they brought him to the house not to marry, just stam. Rabbi Shmuel, vichnisula bais Rabbi Shmuel. They brought her into the house of Rabbi Shmuel, viyafua, and he praised how beautiful she was. So Amarlo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says to him, the one who took the nether, Bini Mizu Nadarita, from this beautiful daughter woman, you took a nether, you can't marry her. Amarlo, he says, Lab, no, not true. This wasn't the woman I was talking about. I thought she was different. Vitura, and based on that, Rabbi Shmuel, he permitted her to marry her. Bosa Shah, that moment, Bachar Rabbi Shmuel started to cry. Amar Benosi Sol and Naosain. They're so beautiful. All the children of Bnei Israel are beautiful. Elashanios, Minavlason. That the women who are poor, though, the poverty, what made them look ugly, look distressed, but MS, they're really pretty. Ushemesh Rabbi Shmuel died. Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosos Kina. The doors of the doors of Bnei Yisrael would cry, would say, Kinos, Omus Benos Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Bechina. Tochein Hu Omer Bishal, the same thing about Shaul. When Shaul died, Benos Yisrael, Al Shaul, Bechina. They started to cry about the Rabbi Shmuel and Shaul because they protected them. They're the ones who were concerned with the Benos Yisrael. And therefore they cried. They lamented at the death of Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel is the one who had the two beautiful children that we said in the Kina. He actually had...
very good.
Tried to marry them, too.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
But those are the ones who they were taken captive and they realized in the morning that they were brothers and sisters.
That's very interesting. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says now, Mais Listor, there seems to be a contradiction, and they have a certain halacha psak in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah brings a story, and the story contradicts the halacha. What was the Mais Listor? So they look at the Ron. The Ron tells us three lines up, Mais Listor. Hayach mevi Mais Listor Dvarov. Timi kar katani dekor nasis na aser. So initially the Mishnah said if she was ugly and she became pretty, it's aser. Where did we say that?
What are you
saying? Because we said lo mimisha. It's not because of the fact that it changed, it's because it was a nether toes.
So I thought the same thing where Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is a case where she became pretty. The case that the Gemara is saying is the Mishnah says the only reason why if a person says I'm not going to marry this woman because she's ugly and it turns out she's pretty, he's allowed to marry her because he had a nether toes. Implying if she were to be ugly and she became pretty though, if that were to be the case, then it would be also because she changed. That'd be a case of nolad. We go along and bring the story of Rabbi Shmuel and this woman, this girl, and she apparently was ugly because she was impoverished. She was very ugly, but I guess she cleaned herself up and became pretty.
Yifuha in the Mishnah means he made her pretty.
Not that he spoke about her beauty, but he made her pretty. Okay.
The parish says that they adorned her and they got her dressed and she looked pretty.
She had a makeover.
They made something of Zahav, change of Zahav.
Uh-huh. All the different, jewelries. Okay, makeup and whatnot. So we see that according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you make her pretty, then it actually will, it's mutter, it's not considered a nether. So Gemara says, Chasur Mechzer, something's missing in the Mishnah, V'hachi Ketani. The way the Mishnah should be read is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Afilo Ko V'Nasis Na'a, Shchor V'Nasis Levana, Ketzor V'Nasis Arucha. Rabbi Shmuel says further, no, you're right, the Tanakhama holds only if it was mistaken in the first place. He didn't realize. But if she became beautiful, it would be usher. Rabbi Shmuel argues and said, not true. Even if you make her pretty, it's still considered, it's still permitted. V'maisach, and there's actually once a story like this, shenodem mibasachosa, v'chnisel beis Rabbi Shmuel, v'yafu v'chulei, and he did, based on his psak, he permitted her to the husband, even though it was changing her into somebody pretty. Now, to me, pashtus is, I guess it's a lumdus. How do you understand beautifying? How do you understand a makeover? To me, you know, makeover is simply just you're not changing her. It's not plastic surgery. It's just cleaning her up and putting her hair a different style and different clothing. So to me, pashtus is like Rabbi Shmuel. Levana Shchor is a very different story. Like, there's something you're changing in the skin. And Ktsar Arucha and Ktsar is also something actually changing. But a makeover, to me, is not so much of a change. See, I think Rabbi Shmuel only argued, he argues in all three cases, though. So the other two cases, I understand why that's really a change. But okay. The Gemara now says on the top of Amud Bey is Tana. Shein Toseves Haisala. The Gemara is explaining the case here, that maybe there really is a change. She had a fake tooth in the place. I don't know, gold tooth like in the front, you know. And Haisala Vasala Rabbi Shmuel Shein Shazav. Oh, other way around. She had a white tooth, or maybe something, a black tooth. And he made it into a gold tooth, and that apparently was pretty. I don't know nowadays if that would be the case. It's definitely not the case nowadays.
Would not.
Certainly not. Having a gold tooth in front wouldn't be attractive. Okay, so that was the case. Kishachav, you know, by the way, back then they were probably pretty common to have teeth fall out.
Right.
So it's probably common to have a nice gold tooth, I guess. Nowadays it's not as common.
And they didn't have teeth implants.
Right, they didn't have implants. Okay, so the Gemara says again, Shazav Mishalo. He gave him her a gold tooth from his own. Kishacha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel died. Pasach Aleha Hu Saftana. That eulogist, I think it is, opened up saying Hachi Benos Yisrael Al Rabbi Shmuel Bichkina. That Hamama Bishchen Vechule. That the daughters of the Eretz of Yisrael would be crying over Rabbi Shmuel, Hamabishchem, that he adorned them, he gave them clothing, and the example was that woman before. Hahud Amar Lo L'Dveisa, a person said to his wife, Koneim She'i At Nanesli At She'tetimi Tevshilchel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. He says, you cannot get any hana from me until you give this food that you made to have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon taste. So Rabbi Yehuda tasted it. He didn't want there to be this relationship, this shalom bias. So he's willing to taste the tavshil in order for that woman to be mutter to her husband. So Amar Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer. Ma laasos shalom bein ish leishto. Amar Torah shemish nechtav b'kedusha yimcha alamayim amarim b'safek. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to have his own name erased in the case of Sota. Safek, whether or not there will be shalom bias. You know, he doesn't know what the result's going to be. He does, but he allowed the Dayanim, the Kohanim, to erase his name in the event that she was Tahor and they could stay married just to save Shalom Bias. He's willing to erase his own name. So, Ani Alachas Kamakam, how much more should I give up myself and have this Tav Shilcha? Assuming it's a bad steak she made or something like that. I'm willing to also eat something to save Shalom Bias. However, Rabbi Shimon didn't taste it. Amar, he says, Yamusa kol b'nei almana v'yuzuz Shimon minkomo. Let all the children of the widow die and Shimon shouldn't leave his place. I think isn't a lack of kavod maybe for him.
It says
like Kavod Torah. That's what the let's see. I think the Rashi says differently though. Rashi says because he didn't want people to get used to being nedarim.
Uh-huh.
So he made it very nether. There's a nether.
Here it says
the Kavod Torah is Iran to the Kavod Torah. Maybe somebody else says the Kavod Torah. Very different. Very different approaches, obviously.
Your number 8. Let me see this. The Rosh.
He didn't want to do that, and he says it's different than the case of Sota, says the Rush. Lo dami lashka Sota shekina la ba'al al shem shemayim al shirab b'shayiso veris al das yudis. There, the husband was doing the shem shemayim. He saw his wife doing something inappropriate. That was the shem shemayim, so let's continue doing the shem shemayim. Here, where the husband took the nether, it wasn't the shem shemayim in the first place. So it's not right for me, my own kavod, HaTorah, to be mizalza because this husband's a crazy guy. That's two different approaches between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. This is the second part. They're both true. Kihech de lo targile lemindar. The second reason why Rabbi Shimon didn't want to eat from the tavshul, he didn't want people to think the Dharma Mekel just by eating the tavshul, the nether's going to fall away. He therefore refrained from tasting the tavshul. Hahu damar ledvesa, a person says to his wife, Konim shiat nanesli atcha tiruki bo, b'rimashima gamliya. So he says that you cannot get any enough from me until you spit in the face of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Asas v'rak kalhusha, she goes ahead and spits on the clothing of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar le Rav Acha mediv to the Ravina, he says the two different individuals now. V'ha'hai lezilusa kamechavein. Wasn't his intentions, the husband's intentions, to be mezalza Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So it should have been on the body, on his face. It's not that disgraceful to spit on the clothing. It should have been on the face. How was that able to be mekayim the zilzal the husband intended? So Amalei Mirik al Mani de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Zilusa Rabsahi. No, for someone like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, spitting on the clothing is a great, great disgrace. You're right, it would have been greater on his face, but that's enough of a disgrace that would have satisfied the husband. Hahud Amalei Ledvais, a person says to his wife, Kodim Shiat Nenesli Ad Shatira Mum Yafesh Shibacha. Until you're also to me, until you show your mum, your beautiful mum, the Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so the way the Rashi says it doesn't mean a mum, it means to show something beautiful to Rabbi Yishmael.
Some people are going to say me'um.
Me'um?
Me'um.
Uh-huh. What does Lashon me'um mean?
I don't know. But it seems that it's not meaning.
The Rashi says it's like the word me'uma. Shum dover.
Show something pretty.
Until you show me that you have no mum. Or what?
Or maybe no mum.
No, maybe no.
Mum, like something.
Okay.
Something
fine. Okay. So show something pretty to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar lahem, he says to them, Shema Rosh Hana. So he says to them, maybe her hair is pretty. Who's talking now? Who are the parties? Uh-huh. So the Rabbi Shmuel wanted to find the Davar Yofi in her to permit her to her husband. So he says to Tamid, maybe she has pretty hair. So Amrulo the Sugal, her hair is circular. It's not pretty, whatever that means. She didn't have pretty hair. Then he says, Shema Esara Naha. Maybe she, her head, but first her head, not her hair, her head. She's a circular head. Maybe her Shema Sara, no, maybe she has pretty hair. Domu Lanite Pishon, it's like, straight, it's, I don't know, whatever.
Flax
or straw, it's nothing to write home about. Shema Neha, no, maybe she's pretty eyes. Shuvos and Chutos, what Chutos mean? Rachos, they're soft, they're kind of a layer Rachos, they Neha, that her eyes were bloodshot, I guess.
It says it go on Tosus in the run.
Wait, a circle, okay. Shema Neha, no, maybe she has pretty ears. Kfilos, they're doubled over. Hey, Shema Chodma, not maybe she has pretty nose. Blumhu, it's very long, I guess, big. Sasum, it's closed, says Rashi. Shema Sifsosea, not maybe she has pretty lips. Avo, saying they're very thick. Shema Tzavara, not maybe she has a very nice neck. Shakadhu, they think her head is a very small neck. Right, very, it's low down between her neck, between her shoulders, her head. Shema Krisa, not she has a pretty stomach. Tzavahava, she has a pot belly.
Bloated.
Shema Raglenos, maybe she has very pretty legs. Rechavos, they're very thick. Kishel Avza, like a...
They really took their time to describe everything.
What? very, 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 very,
they had to finish the pair.
Yeah. Okay. The geese have thick legs. Okay, all right, I don't know, okay. Shema Shmona, maybe she's a pretty name. Lechluch Shema, her name is dirty. Amalahan Yafa Karnosa. Lachluchas, she meluchlechas b'mumin v'sharia. It's good that you call her lachluchas because she's lachluch. She's filled with mumin, and based on that, permitted. Meaning her name was fitting name for her. Now that's a pretty name, but it was a very yafa name for her, for who she is. It was very fitting, and based on those grounds, that was the davar yafa that her name was the yafa, and he permitted her. Okay, Hahu Bar Bavel is once a son of a Babylonian. Desalik la'arid the Yisrael, he went, he ascended to Eretz Yisrael. Nosav Isli married a woman in Eretz Yisrael. Amr La, he says to her, Bishili li turei talfi, cook for me two talfi. What's talfi exactly? Make for me two gargirim. What are they? Adashim, lentils. And so Bishlele turei talfi. So she goes ahead and she breaks, she bakes something else, I think. It was the wrong thing.
I think she did exactly two.
Oh, that's a point. Exactly two?
Two lentils, I think, something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then...
She was a
shoita. Uh-huh. So Rosh Chala, I guess she took it very literally. It reminds you of Amelia Bedelia, if you ever read those books.
The Marsha Katul, she pashut lo hevina et sfat bala. She didn't understand his
language. A language barrier.
Right.
She was Babylonian, he was Israeli. Rasachala, he got very angry at her. Lamachar, the next day, Amala Bishili Li Girya, go make me a Girya, which is a one small measure of something, of food.
Avidah Shlema, Harbe Yoter Mechadei Seuda. A lot of food.
Huge amount of lentils.
So Bishila Gira, so then she made a lot of food. So what did he want from her? I don't get it. He asked her for the same. I would have done the same thing.
I burned two watermelons.
I mean, he didn't mean literally make me a wedding meal. You know, he was hungry. Make me more than you usually do. So Amar Leh, he says to her, Zil Icy Li Trey Butzni. Bring me two Butzni, which is two, these are two watermelons. I'll just Icy Li Trey Shargi. She brought him two candles, I guess.
Sounds similar.
So, what?
Yeah, Tehran says it sounds similar. Okay. Tirgum is Butzina. Uh-huh. Butzinaya on Shargi.
Okay. So Amar Leh, he says to her, Zil Tivrei Yasin Arosha, Dibaba. Go take these things and break them on the entranceway. Have a Yas Baba ben Buta. A Baba happens to be Baba Buta, whose name is Baba, was sitting in the entranceway. But Kadarin Dinenu is judging a particular case with Din Torah. Also, the Tavras Yasin Areshe, she takes the watermelons or the candles, I guess it was, and cracked them over his head. So Amar Leh, David would have enjoyed this. Amar Leh, Maha Din Davdis. So she said, what in the world are you doing? So Amar Leh, so she says to him, Kach Tzivani Bali, my husband told me to. So Amar, Ad, Asisa Ritzon Balacha, beautiful, you did the Ratzon of your husband. Yotzi Ahamakom, Yotzi Mimcha Shebanim. So, Kibaba Ben Buta, you should be Zochah to have two children just like me for following the Ratzon of your husband. So I mean, there's a Chuvah to Moshe who, based on this Gemara, has a bring the Raya for me. I forget what it is exactly, but he brings a Raya, a beautiful Raya from this Agata. I wish I remembered what it was. Either way, that's how the Mishnah Perek concludes. Hajnalach Rebbe Eliezer.